Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
3-2 pitch, and that is a called third strike off the plate away, and then Molino just caps our night off as JT,
they just don't care,
wanders off in frustration. A frustrating night all in all for the Phillies in every respect, as the Giants rout the Phillies tonight here at Citizens Bank Park, and they've taken 2 out of 3 with one more game to go in series. 11-4 the final.
It's just a shame. I mean, this is an embarrassing, to me, embarrassing game for the ball club, for the organization. It's just ugly.
Yeah, ugly indeed. Ugly indeed. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. L.A. said it very well last night. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a ton to get to. We're a week away from the NFL draft. We got draft party tickets to give away. A lot of Eagles to get to. Daily Mock. You people. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Did y'all know that men under 5'9 on average live 5 years longer than men over 5'9?
Uh-oh.
I'm
not,
just saying.
Well, I'm not worried. I'm over 5'9. But
yeah.
You know what's officially happened?
What's that?
You know how, like, there people say our phones can hear us?
Yes.
Right? Like, I think my algorithm's matching yours. I saw that too yesterday.
You did.
I think it's happened. Oh, no. My algorithm is ruined.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, but my algorithm is on 10 every day.
I did see that yesterday. So we're all in trouble. Elliot's in better shape than us.
Well, yeah. Moshe's winning. Mm-hmm. Moshe's winning, probably, you know, in that aspect. Anyway. But yeah, we got problems.
Yeah, we're too tall. All right, man. Yeah. You know what else has problems? The Phillies right now. It was a disaster last night. LA hit it right. That was ugly in every way. The situational hitting, ugly. The pitching, ugly. The defense, ugly. It was an ugly game. There's been a lot of those lately. And there's a lot of parts of the Phillies that we could pick apart right now because they're not playing good baseball. I mean, let's be real about it. I know, you know, you could tell me their record is 10-8, but they haven't played well now for about 2 weeks. And Hugh, there's a lot of ways we could go and a lot of things we could start with, but let's start with the guy who started last night, and that is Aaron Nola. So Aaron Nola took the mound last night off of 3 tough starts to start the season, and he didn't give me any more confidence after start number 4. 5 and a thirds, 9 hits, 7 runs, 6 of those earned, 4 walks last night. He left the mound, or left the game, with a 6.65 earned run average. And Hugh, I like Nola. I've always felt like I've defended him more than I've beat him up over the years, because mm-hmm. I think he's been a really good Phillies pitcher, and he's durable, and he has stepped up over the years in some big games, like he did to put them in the playoffs in 22 and in St. Louis in 22. I mean, Aaron Nola's put some big games in Phillies uniform, and he's one of the better Phillies pitchers they've ever developed. But Hugh, sometimes with any athlete, you get to a point where you're not the same as you used to be. And I'm seeing real signs of decline in Aaron Nola. His velocity is down. He's walking more batters than he ever has. His strikeout to walk ratio is the worst we've ever seen it. And just even beyond the numbers, it feels like he doesn't want to throw the ball over the plate anymore. Maybe because the home runs early in the season. So he's nibbling and he's walking batters. Hugh, I am concerned here. I know it's early, but I look at all the innings on his arm, and I'm ready to hit the panic button on Nola and what he is now at this stage of his career. Is he bad? No, he's not this bad. But he used to be a number two starter, and I don't see that anymore. Hugh, where are you at on Nola? Because right now he does not look like the guy they gave a 7-year contract to last year.
Long talk segment here.
Yep.
Let me see, Joe, how I want to say this. I'm not pushing the panic button, but I am concerned because here's the thing. There's a thing, like, especially as a professional athlete, sometimes you get to a point where you don't recover like you used to, mm-hmm. and certain things happen, milestones happen that you're not proud of. Like last night, I think it was the first time in his career that he's had four losses in a row. He's a little bit older, and to your point, you talk about his velocity is down a little bit. I think that he's at a point where I don't think he's cooked. I don't think that I want to say that first. But I think that he's probably at a point where he's in rarefied air where he's kind of second-guessing himself a little bit. Because like you said, his velocity's down. So when your velocity's down, you have to have better location.
And right now he's walking everybody.
Yeah, you have to have better location. And so now you're in a position where, you know, you're probably looking at it like, damn, this has never happened before. Can I work my way out of this?
Right.
So I'm a little bit concerned about that. I think that's probably where he is in his career. He's not that old. He's 31 years old. So it's probably one of those things where he's probably in a space where he's not comfortable being in, and he's trying to figure out how to work his way out of it.
Yeah, he is not. He does not look comfortable right now at all. 215-592-949 for your reaction to the Phillies last night. 11-4 they lost. Again, the defense ugly.
Yeah,
the
crazy.
Situational hitting stinks right now. And they're not playing good baseball for now 2 full weeks. And even beyond that, you go back to the middle of last season. It feels like that same malaise. But the Nola situation is troublesome. And Hugh, it's two things. It's like him and then him wrapped up in the team. Him, he doesn't look the same, but the strength of this team is supposed to be their starting pitching. And unfortunately right now it's not. You know, I say the starting pitching this year overall, like when you add all the guys, right? The Wheelers, the Nolas, the Lizardos, Sanchez, and obviously Taiwan has been the fifth guy. It's been okay, right? If you add all five together, mm-hmm. but Nola's a big reason why it hasn't been very good. He's stunk so far this season. And you're right, he's not old, but I've wondered this for a while. How many innings does he have left in his arm? I mean, high-end innings, right? He's not hurt. No one's saying he's hurt. But he's thrown a lot of innings. You know, sometimes those innings catch up to you. He's thrown 200 innings, 30 starts every year, over and over and over again. And I thought when they signed him, like in the back of my mind, Hugh, I thought, okay, he's a number two starter right now. By the time his contract is over, he's probably going to be a number four or five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just starting to wonder, did we skip the number three? You know what I mean? Like that trajectory of...
Yeah, because you're wondering whether or not he fell off the cliff.
Yeah, or like, did he fall faster than I anticipated today? So he was a number two. Right now, he looks to me like a number four. And I thought we would get some years of him as a number three. This is a big drop compared to where he was a couple years ago. 215-592-9490 for your reaction to Nola last night. First inning was bad. He did settle in, but every start we're like, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Well, the ERA is 6.66, and the velocity's not good. Let's hear from Topper last night, kind of making some excuses for Nola and what he saw. Here's Topper after the game.
Well, I thought, you know, in the first inning, command was off, but from innings 2 through 5, I thought he was really good. And I thought the stuff got better. The breaking ball got sharper. Changeup was good. And he was throwing strikes. His command was good.
Yeah, I mean, that's Topper saying his command. I mean, every start, it's like, well, it wasn't that bad. And then, his ERA is 6.65, and he's lost all four starts. It also hasn't been good enough. In the end, he put more runners on. That first inning was a total mess. Let's hear from Nola, who was way harder on himself than Topper was after the game.
You find yourself under command, 2 starts in a row with the bases loaded walk. How crazy is that driving?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. I mean, it's unacceptable. I mean, for 3 times in my career, I've done that, and 2 times the past 2 games. I just got to get ahead better. Too many free passes, and usually those runs have been scoring, and I'm just kind of making it harder on myself in those situations. Eight walks in 2 games overall, it's not good. So I'll clean it up.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What hit me there, Hugh, is him talking about he knew this. It's amazing he knew it off top of his head. I mean, I don't imagine someone told him yesterday. He had to know this. So he walked a runner in yesterday. He did in his last start. And he said there he's only done this 3 times his whole career. That's
what I'm talking about, Joe, because you get to a point as a former athlete where you start to see a pattern that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're starting to second guess yourself. For him to be that aware of the times that he's done it is telling. He's in his head a little bit, and he's wondering whether or not he can work out of this. I think he can. I think he can because I think Topper mentioned something about his numbers in April. They're better after this month.
So people have said for years, and it has played out, Hugh, that he's from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. And it's warmer. A lot warmer.
Yeah, when the weather warms up, as we're going to do the weather thing today, and it was pretty cold out there yesterday.
No, it was brick.
It was cold. When the weather warms up, his velocity tends to pick back up.
Yeah.
It did last year. But this is probably the lowest I've ever seen it. I mean, he's thrown, last night his fastball averaged 90. And I know velocity is everything. You brought up Jamie Moyer. Greg Maddux is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. But there is a difference between 92 and 90. You know what I mean?
Like you can, whether or not, how much you can see that.
Yeah,
thing.
It's almost like in football. Like, do you need to run a 4.3 to be a great receiver? No, but you also can't run a 4.8, right?
No,
you got to have some
that.
Speed.
You got to have something.
Yeah.
You got to have a little something.
Yeah. I am concerned with Aaron Nola. He doesn't look right. And if it was just some home runs, you'd say, eventually those will just, they'll be flyouts at the wall. It's not that. It's command, it's control, it's velocity. And like you've said there, Hugh, it feels like he's second guessing himself now.
Well, it's you know, you as an athlete, you have a point where you say, okay, I might not be at the top of my game, but I can still do this.
Yeah.
Or I could do that. I might not have my velocity, but I still have my location or something like that. Yesterday he didn't have either. You know, and it was probably frustrating for him. And you know, I know people aren't gonna hear this, but the weather probably did play a factor.
There it
in
is.
It. I mean, it probably did. You know,
I think it did, but if he had 2 or 3 good starts and then last night, I would throw last night away and say.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing about it is because this looks eerily similar to last year. When you talk about not only him, you talk about the hitting. You talk about the fact that we lost 4-11. Bryce ties the game up, and then we just get blowed out.
7-0 after that.
We just get blowed out. So it's that. It's a bunch of stuff, and we have anxiety. As fans, we have anxiety about this team because, number one, we ran it back. There's no infusion of new talent on this squad that's young and get people excited about. So I understand when this fan base feels a certain type of way.
Yeah.
When you keep seeing the same things over and over again, and you're trying to tell yourself that it's going to be different, but in reality, it doesn't look any different.
It does not. 215-592-9494. Are you hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola? A lot of innings on that arm. The velocity's down. Will it pick up a little bit this summer? Probably. But he just doesn't look right. He's walking batters, which he typically doesn't do. He's not getting swing and miss. He threw, I think the number I saw this morning was 44 fastballs last night, and they swung and missed at like 3 of them. I mean, it's just he's not getting. It just looks like hitters are very comfortable in the box against Aaron Nola. Kyle, where are you at on Nola as the Phillies get rocked last night and their starting pitcher, who they gave a lot of years to, does not look right?
Yeah, I don't know how you can't be hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola right now. Like, he's ass to start this season. Ooh. And usually you know what you get with Aaron Nola. It's up and down. There's inconsistencies year to year. But even in the down years with Nola, like, you know what you're getting. He'll let up a bad home run or two, and you just sort of have to hope and pray that it's not like a grand slam or a three-run home run. It's just a solo shot. Yep. But, like, it's the velocity dip, which I understand could get better, but something about the way he's pitching right now feels like it's the worst that I've ever seen Aaron Nola. And it's got to be the worst start of his career. He hasn't even been letting up home runs the last two starts. It's the walks that are absolutely killing him. Like, Nola, to me, is a piece of this pitching staff that I feel like you always knew you could rely on for him to go 6-7 innings. He's there every fifth day, which he still is, mm-hmm. to his credit. But you don't want that to be like a guaranteed loss or feel like it's a loss every time. Like, the difference between this pitching staff being just good or like great, I feel like has a lot to do with Aaron Nola. I mean, they should be like four guys deep right now that you know you can rely on. And right now, I mean, Lizardo's probably been their best pitcher to start the season. Sanchez, you don't see the Cy Young stuff that they talked about a lot, or we talked about a lot before the season. Even Wheeler's not been as dominant. Now, I trust Wheeler to bounce back and get it together a little bit. But, like, we could be in for a long season with Aaron Nola being this way, and that could sink this team in the postseason.
Well, I'll frame it this way. If there's a scale, and the scale is ace is the top, and Taiwan is the bottom of a rotation, okay? I'm not trying to...
I know what you're saying, but that's the differences we have, the dynamics that we have.
Ace or Taiwan, right? That's one's the top, one's the bottom of a rotation. Aaron Nola, for a good portion of his career, skewed way closer to the ace. He wasn't an ace, but he was closer to that. He's way closer to Taiwan right now than he is ace status. And we're like, he looks like a fourth starter. And he's supposed to be a two or at the bare minimum a three. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off as we talk about the Phils and Aaron Nola. What's up, Chris?
Happy gloom and doom day, man.
Yeah, that's where we're at. What's up, Chris?
Oh, it's just great to be a Philadelphia fan, be alive today, you know?
Well, let me echo something that people like to say to me whenever I have a thought that's like, we're struggling. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, Chris, so you have that. You could hold on to that. Yeah, Super Bowl champs. Yeah.
Baseball team is, in shambles and on fire.
Yep.
Here's how I feel about Nola. You remember when we were kids and we go to grandma's house, and she'd cook up like a steak or usually not a steak, usually some like liver.
Yeah.
And it was like overdone, beyond
tough.
Overdone, like
super
a piece
tough
of shoe leather.
Yeah,
like,
flashback.
You need the A1 on there.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have A1 because that was too expensive. So, like, you had to eat the shoe leather, like, dried out. That's Nola. Like, Nola's, like, just beyond cooked at this point. And unfortunately, guys, I mean, we started to see this last year. He started giving up more and more home run balls. He got hot in the middle of the year, but then he started to really tail off even in the playoffs. But, guys, I mean, to be fair to the guy, he has 1,000,001 innings under that arm. Like, we have more than got our money's worth out of him. And unfortunately, we'd all like him to be great, and we're all desperately, grasping at straws here and hoping that June, July, we're going to put some spin on this, that maybe he can get – he maybe will be better, and I think he will be in those months. But, guys, Father Time's unbeaten for a reason. And, like, it's just human nature in the body. Like, Nola is not the number – fine, because we got Sanchez there. Nola is four. More, I'd actually say he's a five, because I agree. Taiwan's pitching a whole heck of a lot better than him. And you know what, guys? I don't know what's going on, but I'm starting to see some clarity here, though, because excuse-making Douglas was just talking about the weather. And this makes another picture start to come into focus for me. Was Nola's last contract his Jacksonville Gap contract?
That was a seven-year deal, guaranteed.
But see, this is not fair to me,
this
Chris.
Do anything for
this is not fair because Chris, my job here. See, this is where it gets testy for me, because I sit here and try to explain to the best of my ability,
long talk,
as a former professional athlete, what it might be, and when people hear it, they don't want to hear it.
Well,
but
they,
it's the truth.
They hear excuses.
It's not an excuse. It's me trying to get you inside the head of the player, because between the two of us, Chris, no disrespect to you, I'm closer to knowing what he's probably thinking than you are. No retort?
Wait, what? Wait, did you say something?
See how we do.
I heard you say he's cooked.
See how we do.
Every day.
People hear what they want, and they hear what they want. Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it. So I do think,
because you know you want to say it.
Sometimes there's company man stuff there.
No, it's not.
I mean, also, you understand as an older guy what Nola's going through. He's an older athlete. You're an older guy.
From one cooked guy to another.
The cold hits different when you're older.
See, listen, this is what I employ people to do today. When you listen to me talk, take the anger out of it. Because I'm not trying to make you angry. I'm trying to give you perspective.
I feel that all the time.
Can I implore people to actually not take the anger out of it?
Yeah, we need that.
I like that.
It's kind of part of it.
What is anger going to do? Seriously.
Anger drives emotion.
Yeah.
Well, and it puts you on an emotional roller coaster ride.
Yes.
And that's where you like to be.
Me, yes.
See, I don't want to be on an emotional roller coaster ride.
I think it brings the best out of you. Because when Hugh's back's against the wall, he's got a claw out of it. I want the anger.
Kyle, back against the wall, Douglas, over here.
That's 20-something-year-old Kyle talking. When you get older, Kyle, you have to pace yourself a little bit. I'm not as docile.
I actually thought today, now, there was a twinge of it was cold last night out of here this morning.
I wasn't going to go there.
But I actually thought you did bring some perspective. Now, some might say gap year perspective, but you brought the perspective of a guy that is starting to wonder why he can't do what he used to do.
That's exactly what it was.
You live that.
And when you hear him say that, thanks a lot for clarifying. But when you say that, you're going through your head like, well, damn. Like, I've never been down this road before. How am I going to work out of this? That's basically what he said when he was in that press conference. That's exactly what I heard. Because every other time, you know, we sit here all the time and say, oh, well, that's Nola being Nola. And he's always worked himself out of that.
Yep.
He's in a position right now and in a space. He's never been there. And he's questioning whether or not he can work himself out of that. That's what I'm saying. I think he can. But right now, even he's asking himself.
And I wonder, just watching so much baseball over the years and watching him, I wonder if the subconscious Hugh is bleeding into the conscious. Like, he doesn't usually walk batters.
Yes.
Not him. Now he is. So you know what I'm wondering? He knows his velocity isn't there, so in the back of his head, he doesn't want to throw the fastball over the plate, so he's nibbling.
It makes you cautious.
And he's not trying to walk people, but he's trying to be very fine on the corner because he knows if he puts it over the plate,
it might go out the park.
So, and now he's missing.
It was windy yesterday.
Yes, so he's missing because he's trying to be very fine, and now we're walking people on top of everything else. There's a little doubt there, and I think the reality is he has reason to doubt. His velocity is down. It's like if he was his normal self throwing harder than he is right now, I'd say he'll be fine. He'll tweak his mechanics. He doesn't walk people. I wonder if he's walking people because he knows deep down that fastball's not where he wants it to be.
Well, a lot of times, because I think back to when I was in Jacksonville and how you're used to doing things a certain way. And when you figure out you can't do that and you're trying to adjust on the fly, it's kind of hard to do that. It's kind of hard to adjust on the fly. So you have to try to get centered. And it feels like just listening to him talk, he's trying to get centered.
Yeah, and look, is this the biggest deal in the world? You could look at it two ways. One, they do have Sanchez and Luzardo emerging, so can he be the four here? He could be. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world if Aaron Nola is your fourth best starter, because that means you have three really good starters, Wheeler, Luzardo, and Sanchez. But the bullpen we know is not very good on this team. The offense is up and down. We can't just have him go out there every fifth day and not pitch well. Those are going to be losses a lot unless they figure this out. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do on the show today. We'll get all your phone calls on the Phillies. Boy, they struggled last night and have struggled a lot the last couple weeks, including Aaron Nola. Are you hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola? We'll set up Hugh's Clues because we have a great prize today. A four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party.
You need to bounce back, though.
Yeah. I don't need to bounce back.
Yeah, you're on a dead streak.
No, listen. Mm-hmm. People don't listen. Chris just proved that. No disrespect to Chris, because I know I'm here from tomorrow. But Chris doesn't listen. Nobody listens to what's being said.
No, they listen. They hear what they
want
to hear.
There you go.
Yeah.
They hear what they want to hear. Yeah. Just like Kyle, when I talk and I try to explain to him, he hears nothing but blah, blah, blah. You're making excuses.
In one ear, right out the other.
There you go. See? Every day. Every day. But I'm here to teach. I come every day. Kyle, I show up every day.
Class is in session.
I'm teaching every day.
I'm a brick wall over here, buddy.
Hugh needs a bounce back. So do the Phillies. We'll see if he get off to a hot start next in Hugh's Clues. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the cold excuse, we'll hear Topper on that next. I'm tired of Topper's excuses this season. That's all coming up. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.